around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And off we go with the May 11th broadcast, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time, and the fastest 2 hours in travel is on once again. Well, after today's broadcast, Mary and I will head down to Washington, D.C. for a night. All of our listeners there on AM 570, I think AM 1250, and 105.1, if I have that right, WRC Radio. Here we come. Get ready. We'd like that beltway, please, clear. And tomorrow on Mother's Day, we will travel on to the historic Omni Homestead Resort as all this upcoming week. It's the big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. Every one of you tuned in can participate in these travels through our social media platforms. So be sure to connect with us all this upcoming week on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. I believe that covers them all, Mary. So next week at this time, we will be broadcasting live from the homestead. And Mary, we certainly have a big week of travel ahead with all the activities that are planned.
We do. We are busy every day. I'm really looking forward to this. The Omni Homestead Resort is the only place in the U.S. you can stay or that we could take this show and be able to say we are America's first resort.
Yeah, it is America's
the history,
first resort.
Can't wait to get there. Looking forward to
that
it.
That is very true. I'm sure we're going to discuss that a lot more during next week's show. Rudy, how are things up there in Minnesota today?
Lovely, 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 lovely. You know, the one thing about Minnesota, for all the complaining about winter, is spring bursts out in like 2 weeks. It's like everything, suddenly. You know, Germany, in Washington, where I used to live at D.C., you know, it comes out slowly, daffodils and tulips and, you know. And here it's just boom, suddenly it's spring. It's about 70 degrees and sunny, and there's actually leaves on the trees, which weren't here 2 weeks ago.
Well, Bobby, I got to say to you, so with another big Let's Go America tour about to begin, is the Network Command Center there in Dallas ready for all the technical hurdles that we may be facing?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're ready. We're locked in. We're ready to go. We are not in spring yet. We're in that phase of Texas weather that is, 90 degrees one day, then tornadoes, and then freezing temperatures. So we're just alternating.
Well, that's why we're coming with the show to Texas in June. So once we're back from Virginia, the next one up in June is Texas, and it's all golf. So we will see you there. But all right. And speaking of that, at least just stations and growing and going and all of that. Before we get any further into the program, we actually do want to take a moment. I was going to do it last week. We didn't have a time to do it, so I'll do it right now. We want to welcome a new station to our national network, as their addition has now pushed us to 580 weekly stations airing this program across the USA.
Woohoo! All right. Hello. Yes. Hello and welcome to FM 102.5 and AM 1440. That's WIBH Radio in Anna, Illinois, and that's the Paducah, Kentucky DMA, and that's Media Market 92. So welcome. Great to have some
welcome
listeners.
Welcome aboard. You know, our new News Talk affiliate is airing us live on Saturday, so thank you, as our radio family has just gotten a little bigger, and we appreciate that so much. So, new travel polls have just gone up on our show website for all of you to vote in. They have a very clear Virginia flavor, since that's where we're headed. But right now, we want to share the results of the polls that just wrapped up. So, Mary, let's start us
off. All right. First question. What type of domestic sporting event would you travel for? 20% of you would travel for a PGA event. That's very helpful, since we'll be covering that in June in Frisco.
At the PGA Resort?
That's right. 17% of you would travel for an auto race. 16% of you for an NFL game. 14% of you for an MLB game. 10% NBA. 9% NHL game. 8% USTA event, and 6% would choose another sporting event.
All right, so, you know, RJ is actually headed into the studio. He's got the open road coming up. I think he realized we have traffic here in the New York City area, so he has not made it yet to the studio. But I would say he'd be all over auto race. Bobby, we know it's NFL, NFL, NFL for you. But I was surprised that tennis was only 8% and other, I don't know, maybe that's Kentucky Derby like we had, right? Or college
sports.
Yeah,
like highly specialized. I don't know.
So interesting on that. All right. Question two, what type of domestic non-sporting event would you travel for? State fairs were number one, 21%. I think all of us, state fairs are great. It's a great way to go enjoy the country. Auto auctions or auto shows, 17%. So auto race for the first one, and anything auto, 17%. So clearly those people voted right there. Political Rally or Food and Wine Expo, tied at 15%. Interesting. Art Festival, 13%. Other, 10%. Maybe that's college graduations like that are going on right now. Who knows? Music concert, 7%. Fashion shows, 2%. Rudy, you have a favorite?
No, I'd sound like a stick in the mud. I don't want to go for any of the sporting events. Anything.
Well, you're not
what
going,
about food
we
and wine?
We know you're not going sporting.
Well,
you'd
wine,
go for
yes.
Food and wine.
Food and wine. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I guess if it's a specific thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd go for Formula One.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. But state fairs, I think we'd all agree.
Formula
all right.
One, it's now
so travel news roundtable we're now going to move into. And I'm going to start us off because, and I would love everybody just to chime in on this, because the challenges that Boeing grew again this week. Folks, if you haven't heard, federal air safety regulators, they've opened up another investigation into the company after the jet maker disclosed that its employees may have skipped some inspections on the 787 Dreamliners and falsified records. I'm not making any of this stuff up. The FAA said the inspections were related to so-called bonding and grounding issues, and that's aimed at reducing electrical hazards near the aircraft's fuel tanks. Okay? Pretty important thing. If you don't know, in a commercial aircraft, they have various safeguards in place, you know, to protect fuel tanks from lightning strikes and other things, right? That's important. So apparently, Boeing employees may not have completed the inspections, and they may have falsified aircraft records that they did. By the way, Boeing is now inspecting all of the 787s in production, and they're formulating a plan to address the planes already in the fleet out
under
there
the FAA's investigation.
They're saying about 450 of the, they've built about 1,100 of them.
Yeah.
450 of the 1,100 may be affected. So I think about that. I mean, thoughts?
The whole thing exhausts me, to be honest with you. It's a horrible, horrible situation that a very strong American company is going through. Yeah, it's awful. It's affecting the airlines, United Airlines. They're all having delays because of Boeing with aircraft.
By the way, I have to tell you.
United Airlines is asking their pilots for the month of May to take some unpaid leave because they have to cut flying hours because of this.
Well, you're going to see that. Well, American, a couple weeks ago, they cut their fall fleet because they're not getting some of the planes they need.
Right.
But we fly the 787 a lot, I have to tell you. And it's a plane that we enjoy. But right now, grounding and bonding issues with the fuel tanks? Come on.
This all has to go back years. I mean, everyone's blaming the current CEO who's stepping down the end of this year, Calhoun, but this has to go back to the Muhlenberg, the guy that
What I really want to say
go.
Is, are we, all the planes flying, are we in a mode that it's just tick, 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 waiting for something?
Well, thanks for that, because, you know, we're going to be getting on a lot of planes.
Again, I don't know. All right, so either one of them, Mary?
It just exhausts me. It really does. The whole thing is just, and then you got the whistleblowers dying. It's morbid.
One short
item.
Hate
to see it. Yeah.
Yes.
One short item, because I know we're
going to 10 seconds.
Southwest is thinking about beginning to assign seats by seat
number. I saw that, too. That's another one. By the way, not making people happy on that. But that's because people are, again,
abusing the
they're playing with the system, and they're saying, I have disabilities, and I have other issues.
I can't walk. I have to board right now.
That's exactly. So this is what happens, and we now have to have a rule to counter the people that we have problems with. Anyway.
Yep.
All right, folks. We could go on and on and on, but unfortunately we can't, because we have to go to a sponsor's break. Mark Wang, CEO of Hilton Grand Vacations, will join our National Airwaves next. The Chief Travel Leaders conversation is coming up. It's all going to start in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. It's the only home security system we recommend. The system blankets your whole home in protection. It's got sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Right now, get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit simplisafe.com/carry. That is simplisafe.com/carry for 20% off, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative starts at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
It is now 18 past the hour on this May 11th broadcast. Nice to have all of you aboard with us today. It's time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation in this B-Block while we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Discover the Seabourn difference on one of their ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions like we just enjoyed. This all-inclusive, affordable cruising, onboard intimate ships with a private yacht-like atmosphere, and you're going to indulge in complimentary world-class dining and culinary experiences with unlimited premium spirits and fine wines. Cruising with Seabourn means you'll unpack only once and travel to an array of cities and hidden gems in your luxurious oceanfront suite, all cared for by a terrific team who's really passionate about providing intuitive and highly personalized service.
With curated voyages to all seven continents, you've heard us praise Seabourn for years on this show. Travel with them means an ocean cruise experience filled with ultra-luxury adventures. They also now have these expedition cruises, too, on the new purpose-built ships that Mary just mentioned. So visit Seabourn.com to learn more about the Seabourn difference or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. The travel world is filled with a wide range of varied accommodations for you to consider. And if having ownership in where you stay or having your money work for you is important, well, we recommend you consider the growing offerings from Hilton Grand Vacations. Mark Wang is their CEO. He last joined us on air 17 months ago, almost to the day, during our December 10th, 2022 live national broadcast. And the company has grown significantly since that last conversation, which is why we invited him back for an update and today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. So down to the Orlando area we go on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline, as we're told Mark is ready to go.
Hello, Mark. Nice to be reconnecting with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be invited back.
Well, you are very welcome to be back. So as Mary just said in your setup, it is hard to believe it was 17 months ago that you last joined us on air. Back then, this program was heard on around 490 stations nationwide. Today, we just welcomed a few new affiliates. We are now heard on 580 weekly stations across the USA. I'm mentioning that because Hilton Grand Vacations has also grown significantly during this 17-month period. Clearly, Mark, the alliance we share has proven successful for both of us. So let's talk about some of these recent acquisitions for the company. A few years ago, we talked about HGV buying Diamond Resorts. Most recently, you've acquired Blue Green Vacations. How have these enhanced and expanded your range of offerings to travelers?
Well, yeah, no, we've been busy. You know, we sure didn't let the pandemic slow us down. And as you mentioned, we bought Diamondback in the middle of 21 and just closed on Blue Green in January of this year. So it's we are a much different company than we were 3 years ago. We've gone from 60 resorts to approximately 200 resorts, and we've added 40 new markets. Our membership has grown by 400,000 to now 700,000 members, and it's been an exciting time for us, and we are really pleased with how the business is reshaped itself, and importantly, we've added a new brand, Hilton Vacation Club, to our portfolio, and so now we have three primary brands with Hilton Vacation Club, Hilton Grand Vacations Club, and then Hilton Club, which is our luxury brand. So, yeah, a lot of exciting things, and we've had a lot of great new team members along the way. So, very pleased with the way the business evolved, and you know, we think we're the premier vacation ownership and experience company out there today. And So,
well, that's
yep,
great
lots,
news.
Lots of good changes.
Yeah,
thank
great
you.
News. And it directly affects members since they're investing because it is timeshare. So it gives them so many more options to choose from. I think it's great. So, Mark, since our partnership began and was built over the Hilton relationship, we do get asked a number of times by show fans, what makes Hilton Grand Vacations different than some of the other vacation ownership space companies? Besides some of the properties that we've experienced firsthand, such as Liberty Place, Hilton Club in Charleston, which is outstanding. We did that last year with the show. We do like to point out that HGV's Ultimate Access platform is a real difference maker. I'm curious if you agree with that, and I'd like you to share with folks tuned in the range of what HGV's Ultimate Access platform can and does offer members.
Yeah, sure, Mary. So, look, obviously the Hilton name is we're very proud to be, you know, have such an iconic brand at Hilton Grand Vacations, and you know, it's meant really, you know, spirit of service for, you know, over three decades now for us. But we've really been investing more heavily in what we call the spirit of experiences. And mm-hmm. and Ultimate Access is how we branded our experiential platform. And we're really focused on providing unique experiences to continue to evolve our overall experiential platform, and it allows us now to offer members access to thousands of exclusive one-of-a-lifetime events like concerts. We have celebrity meet and greets. We have sporting events, and I think our premier Ultimate Access event is really our Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament Champions, which we're partnering and are very aligned with the LPGA. Mm-hmm. We work with, and it's televised on the Golf Channel and NBC in January, and we kick off the LPGA season with the champions of the LPGA playing alongside a great group of celebrity golfers. And I tell you, the celebrity golfers, they draw a lot of attention, and they bring a lot of new people into to see the LPGA. So the LPGA loves what we're doing with that.
There's no question about that.
And
I was going to say,
must love all of
and,
that.
And the
yeah.
Ultimate Access platform, again, it's yeah. something that we tell people all the time. It is a real difference maker. But I want to go take it a little different direction, because you've got a large footprint of properties in Las Vegas. People hearing us right now, actually, on our local affiliate, AM 670 KMZQ Radio out there. And a location we've personally stayed at in the past, Alara, now has a Hilton Club on its top four floors with penthouses. So what led you to making this addition to the property? And I would love for you to share how it's elevated, you know, the experience of being on property with the Hilton Club at Alara.
Yeah, well, first of all, Alara, we're very, very fortunate to have such an amazing property. It's not only the world's largest timeshare with over 1,300 units, but it's really known for its signature 52-story mirrored facade, and we proudly have our brand on top of the building. You know, I remember when we made the investment to put that sign up there, people were questioning, well, why would you put such a big sign up there? Well, now we all understand why we put such a big sign. We've really put an amazing landmark on the strip there. But super excited about Alara. We just opened, as you mentioned. We did a ribbon cutting. I was just out there in April. We took the top couple floors and created a very luxury penthouse environment up there. It's, and that's branded under a Hilton Club brand, and has its own exclusive check-in. It has its own owner's lounge, and it has its own elevator access up to the units. And you know, Alara, we're very, very fortunate. We are talking about Ultimate Access. Well, Formula One had their inaugural Formula One race
right.
There last year in November. And we were very fortunate. The track actually runs right along Alara. And we hosted a big hospitality suite for the Formula One Heineken Las Vegas Grand Prix, and created this clubhouse environment, provided an up-close view of one of the most premier racing events in the world. And so we had, I think, close to 1,000 members that attended, and
we heard
that was really, really a special event for us. And we're looking forward to it this year, in November again.
Well, we heard that was such a great event, and I know Gordon was on with RJ last year to talk a little bit about that. But really quick, we only have about 50 seconds left with you right now. Is there a misperception that you think travelers have sometimes about vacation ownership properties or timeshares that simply isn't accurate?
Well, look, I think what we've seen with alternative accommodations and how Airbnb has generated so much excitement in the market. We are also alternative accommodations, and our units are 1-2 bedroom units. We have a family friendly environment, and you know, I don't know that people really understand the quality of the overall experience that people can enjoy with vacation ownership. And well, I know we have 700,000 members and their families that enjoy our product every year, and our brand continues to achieve some of the highest quality assurance scores in the Hilton system, just in HGV, but the overall Hilton system. So we'd love for you to come visit us. You know, we've got great property. Importantly, we've got great team members who really care and take care of our customers.
Well, Mark, we're going to leave that there.
True.
That is true. Everybody
yes.
we've met on team, mm-hmm. no question about that. So we certainly have enjoyed reconnecting with you. Give our best to Hannah, Gordon, Lauren, and the team there, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Well, it's always good to connect with you, Robert and Mary, and I appreciate the time.
Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate yours. Take care.
Bye.
All right, Mark Wang, folks. Again, Hilton Grand Vacations. Really enjoy the relationship we have with them. As that music begins to play, well, we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Up next, we'll discover America together, the NCF and RJ with the open road ahead in hour two. 8 more segments to go today until Mary and I leave for the big Let's Go America tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. Keep those radios locked in. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Seabourn ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions? Well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities. Connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home. And be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit seabourn.com to learn more or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at RM World Travel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, we are now going to discover America together, as we just mentioned before the break. It is Mary and I reconnect with you for this C Block. We are sponsored by a new show partner, The Wellness Company.
If you haven't heard, America's running short of amoxicillin. This is the Swiss Army knife of antibiotics used to treat many types of infections, including ear, nose, and throat infections. It treats lower respiratory infections, sinusitis, UTIs, and more. So how can America run short of amoxicillin? Well, think back to the pandemic. Most of our antibiotics come from China and India, and over these past 4 years, the Biden administration hasn't changed this. If you or a family member gets sick and there's no amoxicillin, what's your plan? It's why we recommend that you get the medical emergency kit from The Wellness Company at twc.health/carry.
It comes with amoxicillin, folks. In fact, it comes with essential prescriptions to treat over 39 medical issues. This is not a first aid kit. Instead, it's like having an urgent care in your home with essential prescriptions of doctor-prescribed antibiotics for infections of all types. Don't get caught short. Get your medications now, as there's no waiting to see a doctor and there are no lines at the pharmacy, only to learn that they're out of your medication. As a show fan, you'll save 15% on a medical emergency kit. Ordering takes just minutes. Go to twc.health/carry today or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, today's edition of Discover America is taking us to well-known Gettysburg, plus some lesser-known historical sites for you to explore this summer on your travels. Joining us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to share more is historical author Jessica James of Passlane Travels.
Welcome aboard, Jessica. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into a few hidden historical gems that are lesser known, since you live there in the Gettysburg area, and that's one of our country's most popular historical sites to visit, I'd love for you to share one or two things that you think that folks should consider adding to their itinerary beyond just the battlefields.
Well, there is lots of things to see. I would say one of the most hidden things that people don't know about is a historic round barn right outside of Gettysburg. It's also a farmer's market, so they can take care of doing some shopping. It's got all kinds of unique things inside, so that's one of them. And another one is the Haunted Bridge, which is a covered bridge that was here during the Civil War. And that's a favorite for ghost hunters, and it's just a beautiful area to go picnic and see.
Such a reminder that there is so much down there beyond the battlefields. Jessica, thank you. So with Memorial Day coming up in 2 weeks and a time where we're going to be honoring our fallen military members and heroes, I think a lot of travelers like to visit historical cemeteries across the U.S. We have quite a few in our neck of the woods here in the Northeast, but share two that you'd like to highlight. I believe I saw in some notes that one is just outside of Gettysburg and the other is in Richmond.
Yes, the Lower Marsh Creek Presbyterian Cemetery right outside of Gettysburg. They just celebrated their 275th anniversary, and there are 29 Revolutionary War veterans there and 8 from the War of 1812. So that's kind of a unique cemetery, especially for Memorial Day coming up. And then the other one is Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond, Virginia, and that is just, it's an old time, it was built in the 1800s, so, and it was the first of the garden type cemetery, so it's trees and beautiful landscapes. It's right on the James River, and then there are a lot of historical grave sites there as well.
You know, talking about Virginia, Jessica, after today's show, Mary and I are headed down to the Washington, D.C. area, and then tomorrow on Mother's Day, we're going to travel to the historic Omni Homestead Resort for the big Let's Go America tour in Hot Springs, Virginia. That's all this coming week.
Sounds good, right?
But, you
that's
know,
on my bucket list.
We'll have to let you know.
That's a place that is, you know, almost 260 years old. So, you know, there's this famous Washington Monument in D.C., which towers over the city. Most folks, certainly, they know that, even if they haven't visited the district. But talk about the first Washington Monument in Maryland.
Yeah, this is a great hidden gem that most people don't know about. It's right outside of Boonesboro, Maryland, and it was built in 1827 by the residents of Boonesboro. It's just a rough stone. They carried the rocks up the mountain and built this monument. It was fell down and went into disrepair, but now they've fixed it. It's a state park, and it's beautiful.
Well, Jessica,
beautiful views.
You are a wealth of information here. You know, so Beaufort, North Carolina, Robert, we've been there, but it's been years. You have that on your list as also a city or a little seaside town, really, that surprised you in terms of its heritage. So share more.
Yes. Well, it's just a beautiful town, first of all, on the water. And so there's quaint little shops to go walk through. There's museums, and then, sounds morbid, but one of my favorite places to go is the Old Burying Ground Cemetery. There's a story, a lot of people visit there because there's a little girl that was buried, she was died at sea, so her father put her in a rum keg so he could bring her back and bury her, and she's buried in that cemetery, and people put shells and toys on her grave so you can find her grave easily because it's so noticeable.
And then Matildaville Ruins. I think we have time for one more. A 1700s town in Great Falls State Park, right outside D.C. Talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, this is, most people go just to Great Falls because it's a beautiful view and it's a picnic area. It's another state park. But if you keep walking and follow the signs to Matildaville, it's a 1700s colonial town that was abandoned. It was built around the fact that George Washington wanted to put a side to the river to get boats through, and that fell apart. Then the town eventually was abandoned, but the remnants are still there.
Yeah, the project itself, it was envisioned by Washington, as you're saying there, so that's also important for folks to know. So a lot of history. It's why we love doing these Discover America segments. So folks, for all kinds of ideas on American history itineraries, you can just go to Jessica's website. There's a wealth of knowledge there. It's just pastlanetravels.com. Nice discovering America with you today, Jessica.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, informative conversation with Jessica there, Mary. And folks, feel free to share some of your areas of our nation to Discover America. You can share them with us using the Contact Us tab right there on the homepage of our website, rmworldtravel.com, or you can just go to rmworldtravel.com/contact.
All right. When the show returns after these important sponsor messages, Marie's going to weigh in on sand sculpting. Stay with us, everyone. 7 more segments to go today.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by Raycon.com/carry. You've heard us talk about Raycon's everyday earbuds in the past, and maybe you've thought, wait, the same audio quality I expect from the big guys, but at half the price? Sounds pretty good. Well, you're right. But if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair yet, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. This means you get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a cozy custom fit, and three customizable sound styles. But now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. Raycon's new everyday earbuds are available in a variety of vibrant new colors as well. So if you've been wanting to check them out or buy a pair for your kids, grandkids, family members, for a birthday, or even a colleague at work, there's truly no better time than right now. And with a 30-day happiness guarantee, you got nothing to lose. Use our link and you'll receive 20% off today plus free shipping. Just go to buyraycon.com/carry. Or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, should you be lucky enough to be in Key West, Florida, and be a guest at Hilton Curios Collection Casa Marina and Beach Resort, you might find on the beach a stunning sand sculpture or two. To meet the woman who crafts those sculptures, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Marianne Van Den Broek. She's a master sand sculptor. Welcome to the show, Marianne. Yours is certainly one of the most interesting professions in the world. Briefly, how did you become this kind of artist?
Yeah, hi, Rudy. Thank you so much. Well, how do you get any job? You just come up with it in some cases.
No. You started playing in the sand when you were living in overseas, yes?
Yes. Yep. It was college job, summer job in college.
And you found you were pretty good at making incredible sand sculptures?
I enjoyed it very much. So as soon as I realized what the guys were doing on the beach, I said, I want to be involved, and how can I get in? And they let me in and play, and I was hooked. So that was 25 years ago, and I'm still playing every day.
And when you say the guys on the beach, were they making sand sculptures?
They were, yeah. It was a large project close to Amsterdam, and they were creating the story of the Odyssey out of sand.
And how did you wind up in Key West, Florida, working with the hotel?
Well, longest story, but I'll keep it really short. So in the sand sculpting business, you can participate in projects or you can compete. In the United States, there's a lot of competitions. So I started competing here, and I met a fellow sand sculptor who was American, and we ended up being together for a while, and that's how I ended up in Key West.
How long did it take you to you think, get competent at sand sculpting?
Oh, gosh, I'm still learning every day, but it's the longer you do it, the better you get at finding your own style and your own strengths, and you just keep creating and keep developing, you know, your talents. Working with other sculptors is a great tool as well, because you learn from each other.
Well, I gather from looking at your website that one of the most often asked questions you get from people on the beach when you're working is, how do you get the sand so perfectly sculpted and to stick together?
That's the number one question. What do you put in the sand? So that's to kill two birds with one stone. I named my business after it. It really is just sand and water. And that's really the key. You want the sand to be wet enough that it sticks together, but not so wet that it kind of melts apart.
Sure.
So you pack it together, let the water drain, and then take the form off. That can be a bottomless bucket to a large wooden box that you nail together.
That's to form letters, for example, or a company logo on it or something. Marianne, your
exactly.
website is exactly your answer to that question, which is justsandandwater.com. And if you go to a website, well, I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Do you do this full time, right?
Yes, full time. And in Key West, we're fortunate enough that the weather is pleasant all year round. So I can work in t-shirt and shorts all year.
And there are competitions around the country. You were kind enough to send us some lists. The 24th annual Hampton Beach Sand Sculpting Classic in New Hampshire, Revere Beach.
Yep.
That's in June and July. Revere Beach, Singing Sand Sculpting Festival, June in Michigan City and Indiana, Parkville Beach Festival in Vancouver, Sandcastle in Day in San Padre in Texas. That's a great way to go get interested. But also go to Marianne's website, justsandandwater.com, because you will find, if you click on how do I wrote my notes on that. If you just click on just click on anything and you're going to see pictures of some of the photographs of some of the stuff she's done. I understand you once did an 18-foot giraffe.
We did. It was located underneath a tree. So the sculpture actually looked like, or the giraffe looked like it was reaching up to eat the leaves from the tree. And that was up for about a year, which was incredible, because at some point we just wanted to see how long it would last. And it lasted almost a year. Yeah.
Well, go to justsandandwater.com and click on Dig In at the top, and then hit Corporate Events and you'll see it. Marianne, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as your favorite travel radio show moves right along today, we are now up to the E-Block. Currency conversion will be our focus for these next 7 minutes of the show. But first, we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits, too.
AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movie and events, food and dining, and an array, folks, of other products and services. You'll also have access to Amex Celebrated Social Security Advisory Services. They can help you navigate retirement and so much more. Visit amex.us/carry today to join for just $16 a year, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, straight to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go, as Cassandra Happy is holding patiently for us. We've invited her to discuss multiple ways to convert U.S. dollars into foreign currency, avoiding international transaction fees, and maybe a little more.
Well, maybe indeed, Mary. Cassandra, nice to have you on the big show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Great having you here with us this morning. So I'm going to start off with a question most travelers want to know about. We get this question from time to time from our own listeners. What's the best way to convert currency for travel abroad? We advise folks to find their foreign partner banks when they're abroad. That's what we do. If you want to use debit cards, you can get a favorable cash rate that way. But do not use the kiosks at airports, are the thing we say all the time. So what do you see as the best and worst options, Cassandra?
I see that credit cards are definitely the best option, especially if you don't want to worry about carrying around hard currency. But as you said, you should really avoid those currency exchange terminals at the airport. Those are going to give you the worst rate on your conversion.
And what, real quick, credit unions aren't much more helpful either, right?
Unfortunately, no. Credit unions are a little bit better than your average bank, but still not as good as using your credit or your debit card.
Okay. Cassandra, let's talk about those pesky foreign transaction fees that frustrate all of us who travel. We avoid them at all costs. According to your international credit card survey, more than four in five Americans agree and say that these fees are ripoffs, yet nearly one in three don't know whether their credit card has a foreign transaction fee, which I thought was interesting. So just in general, talk about these fees and ways that you recommend to avoid them.
So first of all, it's really important to be aware of the fees associated with your card. So before you travel, look it up and see what fees might be associated with it. And if you have a credit card with no foreign transaction fee, that is definitely the way to go when you're traveling. You could also bring a debit card with a low international ATM withdrawal fee to help save you money there if you need hard currency. And just make sure that you notify your bank of your travel plans and get a phone number to call your bank collect if you need to get a hold of them while you're traveling.
So banks will accept a collect call if you've lost your card?
Some banks might accept a collect call. Mm-hmm. It's really up to the individual institution. So definitely communicate with your bank before you travel and see what options are available. Mm.
So as I was going through the study that you've put out there at Wallet Hub, this just struck me. And I do think it's important to bring it up because people may not realize you don't have to leave the U.S. to have these foreign transaction fees impact you. I just ran into this with my son recently. So, you know, we live in an e-commerce world these days, Cassandra. Two-thirds of people in your survey said that they were not aware that foreign transaction fees can apply without foreign travel. That surprised 66% of people. They should, so do tell.
Yeah, that is something that a lot of people don't realize. As you mentioned, with this e-commerce world, you don't necessarily realize that maybe your transaction is being processed through a foreign country and in a foreign currency. So make sure you're paying attention when you go to check out. Look for any little indicators of additional information that maybe it's hidden in like a drawer, or you have to like hover over it to see, because that might be where they're hiding the little disclaimer that it's a different currency.
Interesting. I do appreciate what you said earlier that you should notify your bank of international travel. Robert and I travel all the time, so we actually don't do that anymore because they're so used to us having. They've told us not to, but I do find that interesting because in case you lost your card, then for sure they'd know that we were away if we were calling them collect. So I actually like that tip because it does look like fraud. It can look like fraudulent activity if people don't travel a lot. So you offer a lot of different tips based on what the outcome of these studies and just in general for people when they travel abroad with currency conversion and things like that. Something that I saw that came up was dynamic currency conversion. Can you explain what travelers need to know?
So if you're traveling and a merchant offers to convert your purchase total from the local currency to U.S. dollars, You really shouldn't do that. It may sound like they're trying to help you, but they could just be looking for an excuse to apply a high exchange rate and squeeze a bit more money out of you. So just stick with the local currency instead of converting to U.S. dollars, and you may have some fees associated with that on your credit card statement, but it's not going to be as much as what they're going to charge usually.
Well, Cassandra, we're going to leave it there, folks. WalletHub.com is the place to find the full study and more information. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you as well.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, that is it for Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is coming up in just a few minutes with the National Communal Forum. Then Mary and I are going to be off to begin the big Let's Go America tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. That's ahead all this upcoming week. So we hope you will engage with us as we are traveling. Don't forget, you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and via the live stream on our show website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.